Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. I tell you, we just want to know how you all are doing this morning out there in this amazing, beautiful land of the living, and we just thank God for just this wonderful, beautiful day. So we're excited about today. It's a beautiful day here in the neighborhood, and we're just so excited that we are just, you know, doing what we're called to do in this season and just be able to bring such an amazing word and sound the trumpet and just be the wind, you know, to blow this amazing wind of love and joy and peace and mostly the understanding, wisdom, and knowledge that the Lord has for us. So that is the true pathway to victory, is knowing that we can do all things through Him that strengthens us. And that in that He brings us back in alignment. So we just want to blow the wind today. We have an amazing topic. We're so excited to be able to transition in the place of knowing who we are. But in that place, I am learning that we have such a battle here. It's a natural and a supernatural war, that we know that we have the victory, because when Christ went to the cross, He just gave us power to be able to you know, over the enemy, to be able to just walk this life out. And as long as we're with Him, and we will be empowered to do so. So today's topic is identity theft, and knowing that you know how to be able to walk your way out of it. And it takes the power and the Word of God to be able to do so. So we're just going to, you know, kind of recap on it and to introduce it to those that are just kind of struggling and not knowing how to really be effective in that arena, because that's been since the beginning of time, to where the enemy has come in and just really given us the mandate to corrupt our own lives, and knowing that that is the struggle within ourselves, because once He gives that impartation to us, and we have the power to say, devil, move around, okay? So just know that that is just the true place of warfare, whether it's natural or supernatural. But we have the actual antidote, the nuggets, and the ingredients to be able to walk this thing out, be victorious, and know that you know that you know how to walk it out. So what we're going to do at this time, we're going to introduce ourselves for those who don't know who we are. I am Marla Mosey, your morning host of the Mornings at the Mansion, and my amazing co-host is Miss Anthony Michelle. So good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
And we just like to say once again, good morning, America, and get your word out today and kind of follow along with us, get your information. And if you can't do that, if you're at work, we just ask that you would jot these scriptures down and go back and hear what the Lord is saying to you today about your place of knowing where the enemy has come in to steal your identity. So we're going to go to commercial this morning and listen to some of the amazing songs. And we have a great lineup of people that are coming on the show to co-host and introduce who they are and, you know, how they're walking their lives out in this amazing race of love. Okay, so it's just what a wonderful day it is, and I'm just so excited about today, and I have just conquered my 54th birthday, so I'm so excited to be 54 and looking toward 55, and just so excited about it, and I don't even know what it's supposed to feel like to be 54, because I'm just feeling a little fabulous right now, and just so excited, and just for y'all that don't know, America, every day is my birthday, okay? I'm excited about that. So it's just such an amazing day, and to be touched with the finger of love, to be able to once again be who we are called to be in this nation, you know, because, of course, everyone knows it is election time, and we just want to be prayerful about, you know, the decisions that we make, and definitely prayerful for our nation and our world and our leadership, you know, that they would have the ear to hear. And not only that, that they would have a visitation themselves and to be able to make the right decisions in leading the land today. So we definitely want to stay prayerful about that. But what we're going to do is go commercial, like we said before, and we're going to listen to, I believe, Asaba this morning. And stay tuned for our new music and hearing what is all in store for us at this time. So we're going to listen to Asaba this morning. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
feel so complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms, all my fears melt away. But soon as you know what you mean to me, love, maybe you will understand the feelings we share. Soon as I know how you feel for me too, you will never know how in my ear. Gotta know if it's real or is it all in my mind. As you know what you mean to me, love, maybe you will understand the feelings we share. Soon as I know how you feel for me too, you'll never know.
Show, and we just like to say we are like just having a good time, okay? Trying our very best to get you guys to stream in, okay? So what I want to say this morning is I would love, I'm going to put our calling number out there once again, and we would just love to hear from you today, whatever your concerns are concerning this amazing topic. So our guest calling number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. So feel free to join us on this amazing topic of identity theft. And the scripture that the Lord's given us this morning is John 10:10. And the most amazing thing about that is God tells us, I mean, really, he tells us, according to John, that that the enemy comes. He comes, okay? And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the first thing the word says is he comes to steal, okay? And if he can do that, but he can only do that if we allow him to. So we just want to, you know, validate the kingdom today and to just really talk about that and resonate on the word what God says in his word, and that's John 10 and 10. So we're going to read that today. Y'all know I got to have my little readers. Okay, John 10 and 10 reads that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, that they may have it more abundantly, because he is the good shepherd. The good shepherd that giveth his life for the sheep, and we are the sheep. And the most amazing thing about that is God is telling us that we need to take heed to that, and because he is also the door. And we know that we may be saved, but the most amazing thing about this word is the Lord has given us a clear warning that the thief cometh, not but to steal. That's the first thing. And then the comma comes, so we're going to resonate on the steal, because that's what we're talking about in the place of the identity theft today. So this is a little bit of revelation that the Lord had gave me today about the natural and the supernatural in the identity theft. And it says that in the natural, that every 75 seconds in America, well, we're just going to say the world, a identity thief victim is stealing someone's identity. But in the supernatural, every nanosecond, the enemy is stealing a believer's identity. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of talk about recognizing and overcoming spiritual identity theft, okay? I find it that one of the most effective tools that the enemy uses against us is the twisting of our identity. He just kind of twists it all up, and that's the spirit of confusion. And we know he is the author of confusion. So when he twists that up, we kind of get a little confused of which way we're going, how we're going. We don't really know what we're doing. You know, and then at that point, we become pretty desperate, and we start taking drastic measures whether it's our work or our family, our ministries, our businesses, you know, and that's one thing that it's just a trick. It's just a trick of the enemy. So in finding that, what we're going to do today is we are exposing the strategies of the enemy, and this is what happened in the Garden of Eden. And ever since the Lord talked to me about this morning, I have been listening to Mr. Donald Lawrence in my heart today. And when he sings the song, Let's Get Back to Eden and Get on Top of the World, Live on Top of the World. So that's what we're going to talk about today, and we're going to teach on how to get back to Eden and how to live on top of the world today. And the most thing about that is, you know, this is what happened in the Garden of Eden, and he was allowed to penetrate their hearts. Even when they had a first-hand relationship with God, because Adam and Eve did. They were like the only two people that God talked to, walked with. I mean, I'm telling you, Adam, every single day and in every moment, the enemy, in just one moment, the enemy convinced them that God was a liar. He deceived them. And just, I mean, really. And the amazing thing, I got to take the glass off on this one. The amazing thing about what happened at that moment was he was not even a serpent yet. He was just angelic and as beautiful as he was when the Lord cast him down. So that's why we have to be really careful, you know, because when people come and they be looking all fly and nice and they be having on their Sunday go meets every day, I mean, they are like, while we are sleeping, they are preparing how to come in and deceive us, and how to manipulate and just really get into your heart and make you feel some type of way about them. And then see, then at that point they become your God. Okay. And they believe, so they come and try to fix your problems and tell you that you know, I got you. You know, and or I got this, don't worry, you know, it's all good, you know, and they want you to look toward them for your whatever, your measure, whether it's healing, hope, I mean, just whatever it is. And you just want to make sure, that's why it's so important that we pray every day and ask the Lord to lead and guide us, because the Holy Spirit does that. He leads and guides us into all truth, and he will also sharpen your discernment. Because I'm telling you, every level, but see, we're doing dimensions. We're not doing levels. So, but mostly every level, there's a new devil. But when you're dealing in dimensions, you are dealing with some straight-up demons, okay? Dimensions, demons. You got to know that you know, that you know. And that's what's so amazing about knowing, you know, because the Lord says, for that we know. And when he says that, because we do know, because the knowing is in us with the Holy Spirit itself. So that was a great revelation. And I just wanted to share that and express that about the beginning of this. You know, of course, you guys know we're going to go to the Word. But I kind of want to, in my comment on the after just the revelation of that the enemy has convinced, had convinced Adam and Eve that God was a liar, all I could say was wow. Just wow. You know, because, and then after that, I believe he said that, you know, well, God told them that, you know, and what's so amazing, it was all about the tree. And it was all about the fruit. And the tree is the root of who we are. Once we are rooted and grounded, that's the tree. And the fruit, okay, it's all about the how we walk life out and what we're bringing in and also what we're putting out. It's a sowing and reaping effect. Even when God was talking to them about that, you know, and he said, if you eat of this tree, you will surely die. And that's when sin came in. And sin is the reason that we are all falling away, because sin is so contaminated that it, I mean, if you look at people, just say, for instance, I always use myself, America. I had an amazing birthday celebration this weekend and with my friends from high school. I mean, we hadn't seen each other in 30 years, and I may say that everyone was just amazing and looked beautiful. But when you look at some people that you grew up with, and, you know, they, like, have aged so much, you know, not to be calling them sinners or anything like that, but, I mean, we're all conceived in it, we're born in it, and we're going to die in it. But we can be selective about how we walk it out every day. You know, I believe that the unintentional sin is one of the things that God recognizes, and he continues to groom us in that. But the intentional sin, you know, it's what rots the bone. It takes the body, it decays the body, and then we begin to age and look like what we're doing, you know, or what we're, the fruit that we're taking in, you know. So I just want to put that in there because that's a reality of life is, you know, harvesting those things. So we want to just kind of talk about how to recognize that, you know what, God, this is what we're going through. What can I do? Just continue to seek his face to make sure that I am not flowing in that place, because I don't want to, I want to be an overcomer. And the best way to do that is to get in your word, hear what God is saying to you, how to do that, because everybody's antidote is the same, but the walk is different, how you walk it out. And, you know, that's just really an important place. But the saddest portion of the enemy's deception is his covenant us to do it to ourselves. How he convinces us to, like, do what we do. You know, he ain't doing nothing. That's what's so sad. It's like a big game to him. But please know that from where the word talks about from the beginning of time, from the Garden of Eden, when he convinced Adam and Eve to do that. See, that's what I'm saying. He convinces you to do it. He's not doing anything. He's convincing us to do it. And we're doing it to our own selves, but then we want to go back and say, the enemy, I just can't believe the enemy. I just can't believe the devil. I just can't. That's what we want to say. But in all reality, it's really us. We're our own worst enemy because of that. And that's what takes us into this place of identity theft. So, you know, it's just something to really think about and resonate on and kind of see how you really want to become someone that is a hearer and a doer. And that's where real, true prosperity is. It's in our obedience. And speaking of obedience, you know, back in Deuteronomy where it talks about the curse, the blessings of obedience and the curse of the disobedience. But we must remember in that, that was the old law. That was the law. But now we're under grace, which is when Christ went to the cross for us. So he did, he accomplished all of those things for us. And that's why we have to keep it simple and walk it out every day and knowing that he has given us all power, because that's what he said, that we may have that. So we have to just pull it down and obtain it and know that we know that we know. So I just wanted to kind of share that. But in the conclusion of the saddest portion of deception, where he convinces us to do it to ourselves, as he takes a seat and become the puppet master. Okay? So with that being said, and I just pray that these are some great nuggets for you because the Lord downloaded this today just for you. He did it for me too. So, you know, I'm just going to step on those steps and climb this mountain. And y'all know, I see the flag on top already, but it's a white flag. Okay, I'm surrendering I see it. I do, and I'm just so grateful that that we have, you know, have such liberty and freedom into making these great choices, because the Lord tells us that He will be cared for, that He gives us a will freely to go in and out of His pasture. You know, so He's not going to hold us, you know, He holds us accountable, but He's not going to make us do anything. That's why He is so graceful and gentle and loving and kind. And those are the fruits of the Spirit that we want to display to each other every day. So I just wanted to, you know, put that out there today before we go into the scriptures. And before we go, we're going to go to commercial now, but the scriptures that we're going to resonate on in the beginning is 1 Peter 2 and 9. So get in your word today, and like I said, if you can't get into your word due to whatever the circumstances of your day is, just kind of make a mental note or make some real notes so that you can go back and study this word today and just kind of hear what the Lord is saying, because these are perilous times that we're living in today, and we have to hold on, because I'm telling you, America, one day we're not going to have these Bibles, and we have to have them on the tablets of our heart, you know, and we can go back and resonate on that word, and just, you don't have to do them, but just kind of lay back, get still, and let that Spirit minister to your spirit, and that's what's going to continue to give us growth and peace and just all those things that keeps us whole. So we're going to go to commercial, America, and when we come back, get ready. Okay, so I'm just so excited about all of the what God has for us today. So in our radio world today, we're just so, you know, just really walking out the spirit of obedience, because God has given us that authority in the land to do so. So that's why I'm such a radical being, okay, for life itself and the pursuit of happiness, because we can be happy every single day, no matter what the enemy doing. I don't put my mind and my thoughts to my heart on what he doing. Mm-hmm. I put them on the authority that Christ has given me, because nothing belongs to me anyway. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you know what? And when we come back, I'm going to need you. Mm-hmm. What we do is kind of chime in, but I just had to get that out there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know.
I need the nuggets on that, man.
Hey, girl.
Run and run. Oh, my God.
I know.
Very
I'm so
good.
Excited. We'll be back, America. So kind of listen to what Miss Sweet Asaba has to say.
I just see the best in you. Happiness is believing anything is possible. Yeah, beauty is skin deep. Baby, that's all I see in you. So simply take my hand and let go. You should know.
Commercial. We are really trying to do this right, but we are going to perfect it. We just ask that you guys will continue to pray for us as we are transitioning in this place of this radio land, and we're trying to continue to do our little Facebook blogs and all that good stuff that we are so challenged with today. But we are going to go to the words. And I should have had it by now, but I was doing another thing. So we are, like what we were saying at first, we are going to 1 Peter this morning, Peter 2 and 9. This is really amazing. It says, but ye are a chosen generation, comma, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye shall show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So, wow. With that being said, that's amazing how the Lord is telling us that we are just chosen. We are chosen to represent the kingdom, to be all that we can be for the kingdom. And when we do that, we walk out this life together, you know, hand in hand. You know, Anthony, that's kind of how we do what we do, collectively together, because, you know, it's not you a chosen person. He's not trying to say this on an individual level. But as a people, we are chosen, a royal priesthood.
Ooh, my goodness.
Man, what you got, girl? What you got?
Yeah. So rich.
Yeah.
I mean, John 10:10 just resonates with me. This was one of the scriptures that when I caught it, oh my goodness! And you know how God's word is. I mean, you can read something over and over again, and He's got new revelations behind what seems so simple, but yet when He talked about what He has done for me, you know, that He has come to give me this. I have that option. He has made this sacrifice for me so that I can live this life in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And when I studied that word, that abundance is super excessive, beyond measure,
yes,
is what He has for me. I was just so, oh my God,
yes,
for me. And so in the past we talked about, you know, your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, sometimes you get confused, or sometimes you lose that, or the enemy comes in and steals that from you, or you are, you think of yourself less than, or you're not worthy, or and all of that. But Christ came and died and made that sacrifice for us so that we would know who we are in Him, and that the authority that we have in Him, and that we can walk this life out as kings. Kids, like, we are a royal priesthood. We are royalty. And it is not, you know, something that
something you deserve, or, you know, how do you, you know, get in this entitlement, mm-hmm. but then you have to know and understand what Christ has done. This is, he said, it is finished, it is done. There's nothing that you can do to separate yourself from the love that he has for you, that you will forever walk in that mercy and that grace. And I'm just thankful for that.
That is so true, mm-hmm. I'm telling you. And that's why, you know, in the conclusion, we'll talk about that as we close out. But, I mean, the word is true. And it will, you know, it will, it comes, it's like a sword. It, mm-hmm. it cuts, it's like a fire.
Mm-hmm.
It purifies.
Yes.
It, you know, it gets you lined up to receive everything that the God has had for you. But the most amazing thing in this land today is we really have to walk in authority. Because, you know, it'll talk about this too, you know, all of the false prophets
mm.
and all the falsehood and how it comes to make you think it's real,
mm.
you know, and it's not real. But if you don't know,
right.
you'll be deceived, you know.
And all the baby, that's the babes in Christ.
Yeah.
And so many, and I know the word, it talks about we perish for a lack of knowledge.
Mm.
And we, I mean, being new, just like any newborn or toddler or child in something, in the knowledge of something, no, you do not have the same wisdom or that discernment. You have not had enough practice in building up that word in your heart or building that up and walking that out.
Mm-hmm.
So the enemy uses that. Oh, my gosh. You know, just like you said, there's so many I think they had on the thing like 1 in 4 people of this earth realm is subject to identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
you, I mean, you know, and like you said, the nanoseconds.
Yeah.
Good
that's,
Lord.
That's
spiritual time. See, I know his time is not our time.
Right.
So in the whole spiritual realm, I mean, he's like
that's
trying to take us out of
yeah.
here.
Yeah. And he's been doing that since the beginning
yeah.
of time. But the revelation on that and the depth of that, because, you know, and then, you know, I asked the Lord myself, Lord, how do we stay in the depth and still keep it simple?
Mm-hmm.
That you know what I'm saying? Because, and it is what it is, and you have to recognize that, because the depth of it is the enemy only does what we allow him to do. He only does. I'm sorry. I said do, but he does. I'm sorry. Okay. I kind of got taught. Okay. But he does, and that's the simplicity of it. So, you know, because people, I hear them all the time, every day, you know, the enemy this, the enemy that. I mean, just glorifying him, just giving him, no, he
yeah.
doesn't do nothing that you don't allow him to do. You know, and of course, we have things that happen to us, like sickness and just, and I'll use my daughter as an example. You know, one day we woke up and she was in a renal failure.
Mm.
Did nothing for that to happen.
Mm.
Her body kind of like was calloused her kidneys as it was trying to heal itself from just like maybe a UTI or, you know, whatever, however. And now she's on dialysis, but we have a report in the Word, you know, that the Lord says, you know, that healing is the children's bread. Okay, that's what he says. So we decree it, we declare it, we receive it, we believe it. Now, whatever that is, it's going to be in God's time. And God is going to do it however he chooses to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I just use that as an example, but we can't just lie down and say, oh, my God, I got this, I got that, and oh, my God. No.
Right.
No. He's going to give us the wisdom to walk it out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and as he chooses to do what he chooses to do concerning our healing. But we also have to line up, you know, and do what we need to do. You can't have, and, you know, that's the thing about sin, you know, because there are some babies that are born.
Mm.
with things that they didn't even,
right.
you know what I'm saying? And that's
mm-hmm.
why he said we're conceived in it.
Yeah.
We're born in it, and we are going to die in it, you know. But that's why we have to say, you know what, Lord, I want you to be the head of my life. I want you to be in my heart. You know, I want to walk this thing out. I want to be, I'm so glad that I'm a chosen person, you know,
mm-hmm.
amongst the chosen people. So you can make that personal.
Mm-hmm.
And say, I am a chosen person, a royal priesthood,
mm-hmm.
okay? And we always talk about being peculiar
yeah.
when the world thinks we're out of control.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's
radical, but we're just peculiar. Because
mm-hmm.
he said, I will make you that, but you got to want to be that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got to get in position, walk into those green pastures with him, mm-hmm. and let him freely give you what you freely deserve. You know what I'm saying?
That's so true.
So I'm just excited about that, but that's one of the scriptures. We can talk about that too.
Oh,
they say the cow come on.
Yes,
and we in Texas, America, so we do see the cow coming up. Okay. But right now, we're going to go to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, and I kind of should have skipped around that, but we'll go to it because that's the way the Lord gave it to us. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. Oh, it's in here somewhere. Let's see. So that's where we're going to go today and read that. Let me find these little glasses, America. Okay. Is that 2? Yeah, Ephesians 2 and 10. Here we go. And it reads, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should, not would, but should, walk in them." Okay? "And wherefore, walk in them, or deny that we shall walk with them all. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands." And what's so amazing about that, that's some cut-off stuff.
Right.
Circumcision represents the cutting, mm-hmm. you know. And we just have to do that. We have to let some things fall off of us
mm-hmm.
and sever them. You know, we've been talking about that
mm-hmm.
in our transition
mm-hmm.
and how we have to sever them. And then you got to cut them off at the head, too.
Because,
like, when you're dealing with a snake, okay, if you cut off the tail, they grow back.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's pretty deep. But anyway,
yeah.
you know, and that's just mm-hmm. so amazing. So remember, we went through the beginning of 1 John 10 and 10. And then 1 Peter 2 through 9, we're in Ephesians 2 and 10. And while we are in Ephesians, I do want to say this. Ephesians 4, 20 through 23, we're in that book and we won't have to come back to the book because all that flipping and stuff, I'm trying to flow, but it's getting in and out. Okay, Ephesians 4, 20 through 23 reads, "But ye have not so learned Christ. If so, be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind." And see, that's where it all starts at, is in the mind. Because
mm-hmm.
once the enemy can convince you to go eat from the tree,
mm-hmm.
okay, then that's a wrap. And then the Lord says, "You shall surely die."
Mm-hmm.
So it all started, and they didn't die physical death, they died a spiritual death.
There's several ways to die.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I mean, it's like carrying a corpse around with
yeah.
you, that eventually that thing that you carry with you will seep in, and you will eventually physically, you know, it leads to the physical.
And it does.
Death. It's just so, I think about the word that came forth on Sunday. Pastor Winslow was teaching on Joseph and Potiphar's wife.
Mm-hmm.
But he also worked on the subject of covenant and also you speaking those things over your life and being careful of what you say.
That's right.
He talked about Moses and the children of Israel and how they before it was 20 years, all those that were 20 years and older could not go into the promised land
mm-hmm.
because of their mouth.
Right.
It was like the backbiting, the murmuring, and all that. And he talked about Joseph, that no matter what he went through, now there's some things that the enemy had set him up. He didn't deserve that because he lived a life that
right.
was, you know, righteous and favored. But he still did not put his mouth on the situation. And we have to learn to, no matter what we see, feel, or hear, still speak according to what God says about you and that situation, and not, you know,
murmur or complain
or any of that. So I know that I have to. I'm usually mindful of the things that I say, or at least I try to be. I'm not perfect.
Right.
But, you know, knowing the power that you have in the word that you say, and that, you know, I try to not.
Well, you know, the Lord says that life and death are the power of the tongue. You know, and you can come up one side of somebody and come back down the other side.
Okay.
And we are so accountable for that. But on the Joseph note, the most amazing thing about Joseph, as he went through in the adversaries, and he always kept his faith and trust and hope and belief in God. And even the enemy knew that.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, well, if this man is sore about his God, I'm going to look at you another way, because you my wife, but you was lying.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't do that publicly, but he did do that privately.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's so true, you know, in that. And we were just on our teaching. Now, this last show, the show before that, was we were talking about covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Or convenience, you know. And that's another thing that we have to really walk that thing out and know that that's what will last. You know, and the word says only what you do for Christ will last.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are a covenant person, because God has cut covenant with us and teaching us how to cut covenant with people. But most people are people of convenience.
Yeah.
And it's about what you can do for them, and then they still want you to be covenant them.
Right.
Okay. I need you to be covenant while I'm being convenient.
Right.
And that's why the word says that, you know, a lot of people relate to these in marriage, but it's about any ship, though.
That's right.
You know, if it's unequally yoked, it's not going to work.
Right.
Okay? You know, so we just want to encourage our callers to feel free to call in and kind of chime in and just kind of like flow in this place with us today, or we welcome you to do so. And our call-in number is 646-668-2247. And we would just love to hear from you and how, you know, you're walking this out yourself, or just what your thoughts, ideas, or suggestions are in this time of exposing identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because that's what it is, you know. And we do, we're going to come from 2 Corinthians 4:1. And let's see here. That's first. And we're in 2 Corinthians. You know what, Anthony? I'm going to have you pull that up on yours, because somehow, America, someone has torn out this 4:1. So I'm not understanding what and why, but what I do know is that we're going to still read it today. So while Anthony's looking for that, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And I'm so sorry. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And verses 9 through 11. And that word reads, let me put this on. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? But the way the Lord has it here in the word, it's like a question. So let's read that again. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? But not deceive, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, or idlers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor coveters, nor drunkards, nor reviles, nor exalters shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So the most amazing thing about that is he's talking about the unrighteous and how, you know, that we just won't inherit that, you know, so it's just amazing how the Lord talks to us about that. But we do have an amazing caller this morning. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How
are
everyone today?
We are wonderful. And yourself?
Everything is well. God bless each and every one of you this morning.
Well, we just thank you. Is this Miss Roberta?
This is Roberta Black calling, and I just, I'm so sorry that I'm late. I actually had to do some things, but I said I have to call, so I had to stop and pull over and make sure I join this anointed call today. Thanks, Vivica, for sending it to me. And on Tuesdays, I normally have that on my calendar to call because it's just a phenomenon, you women just doing some great thing. And it's actually anointed things that you do. And to come and see the mansion was just fabulous, just fantastic. I see pictures, but to actually go and come and see it real life and personal is just phenomenal. So I just really love the, you know, reading the word and the unrighteousness and how we can actually do better in our life and then help others. And that's what God wants us to do, is to help others and go forth and bring his word and bring people to the kingdom. So those things that that you're doing, I just want to join in and just actually be like a steward and assist. So I just love all of you. Thank you so much for me being a participant. Thank you.
Oh, Roberta, thank you so much for just being, you know, encouraged and being the woman that you are as a pillar, you know, because sometimes we just really don't know, you know, if we're being effective or, you know, not, but we have to continue to press on and continue to be who we're called to be for the kingdom and just to be able to edify women and lift them up and empower them and inspire them and teaching them that this walk with the Lord is really the realm of true prosperity.
Absolutely, that's true. And you have to actually acknowledge him at all times and not be afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that is definitely true.
Well, we just so excited, Roberta. You know, girl, we are like so looking forward to this amazing divine connection that the Lord has done for us collectively.
Absolutely.
And that, you know,
yeah,
and that we could represent and do great things together and just, you know, be encourage one another. And we just thank God for you and your sister and your amazing gifts that you are bringing to the forefront here in this community in the Dallas realm, because you guys are from New York where like fashion is like what that is. And just that you guys have come here and wanted to share in the beauty of it, and I just thank God for you and your sister.
Oh, yeah, now we really appreciate it, and we just met so many beautiful, dynamic people, and, of course, just coming to the mansion and meeting all three of you and your team, because now I had met the person that does the spa, and they actually do skin care, and you have a chef.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so many people that came together, and it's a network. It's a beautiful network, and I'm so pleased and honored to actually join and be a part of something just dynamic and wonderful, and it's all God's will, his plan, his divine plan. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Roberta, and thank you so much for encouraging us and for calling in as often as you do, you know, to let us know that there, you know, because, hey, I'm telling you, if you could just reach one, you know, that's amazing hand claps in the kingdom.
Absolutely, and that's what he says. He said you bring, you know, people to the kingdom if you just you start with one. And you actually multiply. And so it's such a blessing to actually know all of you and to actually be in your presence. And we create together and we fellowship together and we bring forth the word and lift him up. And so that is just amazing. And thank you so much for, you know, even today, this is a blessed day. Every time you read a word, it's something that's happening in your spirit. Yeah, so he's moving through all of us. He's moving. And
amen.
So, he loves us so much. So we have to just lift him up and actually glorify him. And it's like you said, there's nothing else. So I am so elated And I just love you, ladies, and God bless each and every one of you and your household and everything you touch.
Amen. And we love you too, Roberta.
Thank you so much.
And make sure that you, when you see Robin, that you let her know. And we're so excited about our event in October where you guys are going to just shine.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make sure, we're going to create a platform, not you, that you don't have it, but we're just going to add in to be able to, you know, showcase you ladies and show the world, you know, at least here in the Metroplex, what you guys have to offer in a divine, you know, blissful way.
Thank you so much. Like I said, I had traveled throughout the different cities and probably internationally, but you guys are someone special, and we are going to bring it. So even being in New York last week, that's all I can kind of think about is really what do we actually have for Dallas. October 21st is going to be dynamic. It's going to be something real sheer, couture. It's going to be fashionable. We're going to actually make sure that every person looks great, beautiful,
mm-hmm.
if you will. So that red carpet is going to just be on fire. And God is going to be in the building, so we got to make sure we glorify him. And so he's going to make it where it's just going to be seamless. It's going to be just a dynamic event, and we're really, really waiting for that event. Robin is actually going to come here, but, you know, I'm actually here in Dallas, Texas, so all the information I get, I bring to her, and so we're going to bring it. You don't have to worry about it at all, and God actually going to make sure our hands and our creativity juices are flowing. So October 21st is going to be just a great event. And so we are looking forward. There's nothing happening in October but that event, if I actually have anything to say about it. So, yes, October 21st is going to be awesome. Yes.
Yes, that's so amazing. I tell you, Anthony's so excited to just share the platform with you ladies and just to kind of merge together and, you know, fuel from
absolutely.
One another. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and we're gonna, and that's how we fuse it together. We merge, and so like you said, edifying women, making sure that we all feel that same way. So it's no one in the background because God gives the glory. Nothing else that we can do, and things like that. We all just stewards, but we actually are sisters. We sisters in love. We're gonna actually just bring it and make sure everybody feel the love and excitement on that day. And so that is definitely correct. Yeah, so Antoni, and I will talk to her about the tour that now you can no longer video. But anyway, it's all good. We will actually be planning our trip the first week in June. I spoke to our tour guide. That's Michael Black. So after Vivica finished school, we're going to actually be there. So we'll actually look at the tickets. We'll stay in Times Square. We'll go to Fashion Avenue and just see so much. I mean, even on our page, they had sales out of this world. I mean, you have to have $1 million even to spend. But we need to really, you know, we're going to actually, you know, put our hands together in prayer for that particular trip, and we'll stay for 4 or 5 days, and we'll actually maybe, you know, take in a Broadway play. Well, I'm so excited.
Yes.
So road trip, ladies, road trip.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Roberta, I saw you, I think, on your social media. Were you at Times Square when you were doing your photo shoot in the wind,
yes.
girl, on the streets of New York?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, look, and if you actually look at the people, it's the oddest thing. So many designers have actually done that before. You have to see the people around me. New Yorkers are just oblivious to everything. Of course, I do have some photos where people are staring, but people just walking and minding their own business, and we just actually there right in the core of New York. It's Broadway. It's actually Broadway and 42nd Street, and I'm telling you, I cannot wait till you ladies just come and just see the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And it's actually electric because they have all the signs and everything is just illuminating, and people, you got actors outside, and you have the you have the New York food smell in the air, and New York people are shopping. It's so much going on at one time, and God created everybody, so it's all walks of life there. It's just beautiful. Just beautiful.
I
know. Yeah,
well,
so
we
congratulate you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We do. So we're just so excited, Roberta, I tell you. So, of course, you know, we have our meetup on next week.
Yes.
So we're excited about
at 12 o'clock. Yes, I will be there. I will be at the mansion. I'll be at the mansion on time. Yes.
Well, thank you so much,
God, like a Tommy Stewart. Yes. Thank you, ladies, so much. Have a great week. And I just love you and all that you do. And God bless each and every one of you again. And have a fabulous day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you, too.
Love you.
Have a great one, Roberta.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I tell you, we just thank God for Miss Roberta Black of Twin Fashions. These ladies are from New York, and they that's what they do. You know, they bring it down and show us how to walk it out, and they merge in with Anthony. And, you know, Anthony is the California native, and we just blend in Cali and New York and Texas, and we just do what we do, okay? And we're so excited about it because, you know, that's how it is. You know, we're called to the nations, you know, and being able to come together as people, as women, and empower each other for real, not just to be talking about it. You know, we walk it out, you know, and that's what this whole vision of this complex is. It's women from all ethnicities, you know, and we just come together effectively and love on each other and help each other in any way we can, you know, and how, because I tell you, it's the teamwork that makes the dream work. Okay? So we're just one amazing team. We have people that come in and they grow their businesses and they transition to their own.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have people that say, I ain't going nowhere. I'm finna be an investor and I'm finna get my building built out here on these other 10 acres. And that's the biggest portion of it all. So, you know, it looks like, America, that we will be having a part two. Because we just did not conclude this identity theft, but we got to get into the meat of this, you know. We were just kind of getting to that portion of putting the word in it because those are the nuggets that God has promised us in his word, you know, how we can conquer and turn that thing around, you know, because that's the strategy of the enemy every single day is to get into your mind, get into your heart, and convince you to do what the Lord says he was here to do, to kill, steal, and destroy, you know. So we want to just kind of teach you guys how to flip that thing around and get into that supernatural place and encourage yourself. That's the only way you can encourage someone else, you know. And I know people, that's why we peculiar, see. People think we're crazy. But we just get in the mirror and we decree some things over our own selves and over our own children and family and friends and businesses and ministries, you know, we have to do that, you know. So, Anthony, I tell you, we got a minute, 90 seconds, like the lady said, and to kind of just, you know, impart. And we won't do a mansion calendar, obviously, today. We can call it and sell out and just tell you guys that we love you. And we just, you know, hope that you're out there listening and just to be encouraged. And we just going to kind of sell out with a little tune. We got a few seconds left, so we just want you to know, feel free to call in next week, caller. 1 minute to conclude on the identity theft, okay? And the main word is we're going to say today is how to recognize and overcome, okay?
Yes.
So to God be the glory. So we'll just fill out with Miss Cree Perkins.
Don't let me